All right. What is another thing, you know, like you have a horse pulling a buggy, and before you can hitch him up, you have to back him up and you have to put him in the horse.
And shafts.
All right. Do you know anything about that word?
Well, I don't know, except I thought about it a lot of times. I've never seen where, I don't know where it came from, but it would stand to reason that it came from is. It's just two wooden shafts, a wooden post, or poles, or whatever you want to call it, and you just back the horse up in there, and all the harness fits over it.
Fits over
it. It fits over it.
That's different from the one that we were talking
that's
about.
Different from the other one we were
the
talking
single
about.
Single tree.
Single tree. Altogether different. Because you could not drive, then this buggy comes with this shafts on it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, it does. Oh, yeah. Mm. And the wagon comes with a single tree on it.
With a single tree.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm. All right. If we say the steel outside of a wagon wheel is called a what? You know, that little piece there that runs around a wagon wheel. What's it called?
Spoke.
A spoke, or what's another word for it? What's on my car, for instance? What are those things, you know, that we ride on the car?
I know.
You know, the white wall, what do you call
tires.
It?
Tires.
Yes.
Tires.
All right.
Except you don't have tires on a wagon.
What do you call them?
Wheels.
Wheels. Okay.
Iron wheels. Oh, it has spikes in them. They were not rubber tires.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one was on one side of the single tree.
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Right. We call those a harness.
All right. What else? What's another word for it? If there were two of them there, say, what do you call those?
Double harness?
Yes. Or a double what? A double single tree? Is there anything like that? All right. If a man had a lot of wood and he was taking it to his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he is what? Doing what to the wood?
He's piling the wood on his wagon.
All right. But if he's driving it off after that?
Oh, he's unloading.
All right. He's unloading or he's what? If he's, what would you say somebody is doing when he's filling up his wagon at the woodlot? And taking it to the house, unloading it, and filling it up again. He's doing what with all that wood all the time? He's
transporting, carrying.
He's transporting, carrying it. He's, what's another word for it?
Bringing.
All right. Do you know of any other words?
No.
What about hauling? Or
hauling. Hauling, carting, and hauling.
Okay. All right. Suppose there was a log across the road and you had to get it out of the way. You would say, I have to what?
Have to move the log out of the highway.
All right. What's another word for move? I have to
shove it out of the way.
I have to shove it out of the way, or I have to. You have to get a hold of it, and you have
throw it out of the way.
All right, throw it. What's another word? If you just you know have to pull something along, what are you doing when you
drag it along?
All right,
to drag that pull out of the way.
All right, if you did it yesterday, how would you describe I blank yesterday the log out of the road?
I drug the log out of the road yesterday.
What about if you didn't last week?
I drug the log out of the road last week.
Okay. All right. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Okay. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? You know?
Harrow.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into? You know, that thing that's...
Rut.
Right, a rut, what's another word for it? That's right. A what?
Groove.
A groove on axle?
Axle.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove legs?
Well, now that we always call a bench or a horse.
Uh-huh. What's another word for